crowd today.
This is how it starts. So, Torah, Kaf Dalet, in Likutei Moharan, Part Hey. Right? Part Hey. Great. Part Hey. Veikara bracha shenishpa'in me'ayadaim, and the main bracha that comes down from the hands. Hem sechel, it's the wisdom. This is it. This is the wisdom. The main bracha that a person have is when he's got da'at, when he's got wisdom, when he's got faith, when he knows Hashem Yitbarach. And when you don't know Hashem Yitbarach, you don't have no bracha. You can have millions of dollars and you're not going to have no bracha because you don't know that it's belong to Hashem. You think that it's belong to you. And now everyone wants to take what that belongs to you and what's going to be. Even if you're rich, you're suffering more than a poor person. What can they steal to him? He doesn't have nothing. וכשבאים למטה, and when it's coming down, the bracha, נעשים לכל אחד ואחד כפי רצונו. So everything become to each and every one of us like that he wants. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, פותח את ידיך ומסביע לכל חי רצון. Hashem is opening his hands and is giving to everyone what that he wants. So now you want to ask me, why do I have problems in my life? Because this is what that you want. You hate yourself so much that you want to suffer so much. And if you would hate yourself a little bit more, you would ruin your life a little bit more. And if you would love yourself, you had a sweet life. If you would understand yourself, you had a simple life. Because you're fighting and arguing, so you're suffering in your life. Hashem is melech asur birhatim. Hashem is a king that is chained to your thoughts. He's obligated to rule, to run the world according to our understanding. He doesn't have a choice. You have to be here according to our level, from our point of view. If there is a person that doesn't believe in the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem cannot reveal himself to that person. He cannot. Nothing gonna help. Hashem is not allowed to. It's gonna damage that person. But when the person is start to want Hashem Yitbarach, so Hashem can come. It all depends on our will. This is what that we said. That I said yesterday that we heard from the Shiur of Rav Shalom in Shabbos, that Rav Shalom said that the free choice of the person is the knowing, the knowledge, the yedi'ah. If to know that it's all from Hashem or to imagine things to yourself. And then, if you know that it's Hashem, so it brings you to the place that you're going to want Hashem. But if you don't know that it's Hashem, and you think that it's you or someone else to blame or to praise, so you're developing will to this world instead of having a will to the world to come, to Borei Olam, to the spiritual side. The will is a result of your knowledge. So if you are working on your knowledge to know Hashem, means to work on our faith, to believe in Hashem Yitbarach always, until that the faith is going to be emunah bedaat, in your wisdom, that laila kayom ya'ir, we know that the faith is in the darkness, emunatcha balelot, the faith is in the nights. And we know that the sechel, it's like the sun, that the sechel is illuminating. You can know things with your sechel, you don't need to believe in them. But people that are working on their faith until that they're achieving a complete faith, for them, laila kayom ya'ir. The night is illuminating like the day. Exactly. Means that even if they cannot see, But they believe that Hashem is going to be there for them, they can see it. They don't have no fear. They can walk in the darkness with their eyes closed, like Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, walking like that in the streets of Jerusalem, finding himself in Jordan, arresting him over there, and he keep on doing his itbodeduyot. He's not opening his eyes. He's not opening his eyes, but because he has faith in Hashem Yitbarach, he can see Hashem. He doesn't need to be afraid of nothing. Doesn't mean that he's not falling, but when he's falling, he knows that it's from Hashem. You don't need to be a superhero by getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You become to be a human being by getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the truth that Hashem is here. And if you're ignoring Hashem Yitbarach, and by that people are going to tell you that you're normal, so show me who are your friends and I'm going to tell you who you are. Like that they don't have faith, and they're very low, shallow people. You want to be like them. If you want them to respect you, so it means that you're holding yourself as lower than them. If you need respect, it means that you're lower. If you need respect from someone, it means that you admire that person, that you need him to influence you. So if you admire people that are very, very low, because the level is being nikba'at, established according to your faith, to your connection to Hashem. If you honor people that are far away from Hashem, so it means that you are even farther than them. All of our job is only to be attached to the one that said and create the world. This is it. There is nothing else in Avodat Hashem. Nothing else. The limud is that we're going to know Hashem. The tefillah is that we're going to know Hashem. Everything. And us, we got a gift in this generation. That Borei Olam opened a path from the side, like Rabbeinu is saying in the first Maaseya, Maase Me'avedat Bat Melech, in his Sipure Maasiyot, a side path, a thin path from the side, only that one person can walk in it, because they itbodedut. And through that path, you can achieve things that you can never achieve in the highway. You're never going to achieve them in the highway. He saw that viceroy that he tried for years and years to go in the highway. Highway is the three tefillot every day. He's davening with all of the intention, with all of the kavanah. He's learning all of Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, Mishnayot, Gemara, Zohar, Midrashim, all of the Mfarshim. It's all open to him. He sees it all. But to find his neshama, he cannot. The Bat Melech, the princess, he cannot find her. You can see huge people, mamash, very serious people. That when you're sitting with them and telling them, look, you lost now your parnasa, and this is it, you don't have no income anymore. He's getting wild and crazy. He cannot deal with it. Why? Because he doesn't have confidence in Hashem. And even he can be a Rosh Yeshiva. He can be someone that people honors and people love him and people listen to his shiurim and he know how to help people and to support people. He doesn't know how to help himself. So how can he be your spiritual guide? How can he bring you to the truth if he's not holding the truth? You ever heard about a tzaddik that had problems with money and he didn't know what to do with himself and he fell from his Avodat Hashem because of that? It's not exist. A real tzaddik is attaching himself to Hashem Yitbarach again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And Hashem is endless and his powers are endless. He have all of the abilities to bring money from the walls, to bring money from the air. I told you a few stories. There is a lot more. I can only tell you mine, if you want. It's not hard. You just need to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, and Hashem Yitbarach is with you. And if someone going to come to you and going to tell you, look, you're crazy, alright, so what? The Mishnah Brura, the Rama is saying that you're not allowed to listen to the one that are laughing at you when you're trying to serve Hashem. Even if it's going to be your father and your mother and your lawyer and your bank, the clerk in the bank. Everyone can tell you that you're crazy. All right. You're right. I know. This is why I'm going every day to do tshuva on my craziness. But there is no connection between what that you're saying to my condition. I am crazy. I have ta'avat ni'uf. I have ta'avat achila. I am chasing after honor. I'm chasing after this world. I want to eat. I want to sleep. I want to drink. I want very good clothes. I want to have a big house. All right. I'm crazy. Car. Everything. Crazy. You're right. But the fact that I'm crazy doesn't change the reality that Hashem, He is the one that is giving the parnasa. He is giving the parnasa. For one person, He wants him to be rich. For another person, He wants him to be poor. For you today, He wants you to have huge amounts of money. And tomorrow, He wants you to ask for parnasa. So you're going to ask. You can have all of your money and you cannot touch it. If Bor Olam is deciding. Like I told you that story that the Rabbi Mikotsk said, that Nebuchadnezzar wanted to praise Hashem Yitbarach and Bor Olam sent an angel to slap him on his mouth. And why he slapped him on his mouth? Because it's lo chokhma gdola. It's not a big wisdom to thank Hashem Yitbarach when you have a crown on your head, when you're a king that rules the world, that controls the world. Alright, now you're praising? It's not a big wisdom. But when they're slapping you on your mouth, now let's see you praise Hashem. This is the test. Our job is to praise Hashem. Our job is to know Hashem. And this is it, and it's never going to change. Just the only thing that's going to change is that you're going to find the ability and the wisdom how to support others to run into that path also. To start fixing their lives also. And because people can read the Garden of Faith 30 times and not to have faith in Hashem Yitbarach. Because people can read Torah She'Be'al Peh and still they're going to have huge lacking. Because there is a lot more Torah She'Be'al Peh to hand from generation to generation. And even if you're going to write all of the Torah She'Be'al Peh, you're going to have a lot more to give. This is all of the reason why they permit to write in the end the Torah She'Be'al Peh. Because actually they wrote and nothing changed. You cannot be Talmid Chacham even if you're learning all of the Gemara by heart. Even if you learn all of the books of Rav Shalom Arush, you cannot be a student of Rav Shalom Arush. Only Gadol Shimusha Milimuda. Only if you see the Tzaddik, what he is doing, how he deals with his life. What he is doing when someone is threatening his life, when someone is forcing him, when someone is humiliating him, when he's falling, when he's doing a mistake, how he's dealing. When you hear a lot of shiurim, a lot of wisdom. And also that, not going to help you. If you don't really have a will to do tshuva in front of Hashem, to cancel yourself, to break your nonsense and your desires. You can be close to the Rav as much as you can. You can be his son. You can be his son, you can be his wife, you can, I don't know what, it's all shtuyot. If you don't want to learn his lesson, you're never going to learn it. You can know all of his Torah to have all of the answers, like the books. You can be a walking book. It's not a tzaddik. A tzaddik is someone that is sacrificing to Hashem Yitbarach every moment. Alecha oragnu kol hayom. Every day he wants to die for Hashem Yitbarach and he doesn't care. Not about honor, not about ta'avot ha'olam hazeh, not from nothing, he doesn't care about it. And if he sees that he's falling, he's doing tshuva. So what? So I fell. Bor Olam didn't help me. I'm doing tshuva, and I'm moving on. I know that I have a neshama inside of myself. And this is who that I really am. I am a neshama, I'm a good soul. And this is me. And you cannot contradict that. You cannot kill it. You can put my body behind bars. You can kill me if you want. En davar ha'omed b'fnei ha'ratzon. There is nothing that it can stop a person from wanting Hashem Yitbarach. A person can want to put tefillin and not to have the ability to put tefillin. Can want to learn Gemara and not to have the ability to sit and to learn Gemara. But no one can stop you from wanting to learn Gemara. No one. Except of yourself. That you're going to listen to the advice of the Yetzer Hara, to the Lashon Hara, that he's saying on you bad things to yourself, and you're going to drag yourself after his shtuyot, and then you're going to convince yourself that Gemara is not for you. But it's your free choice. And we, like we're saying in the tefillah, that kol avodah, avodat Israel amecha, tehi leratzon, utehi leratzon tamid avodat Israel amecha. That all of the avodah of Am Israel always gonna be like to invest all of that avodah in the will. Tehi leratzon. That it's gonna cause a will. That it's gonna bring us to the will. To want Hashem. This is the success. To want Hashem Yitbarach with all of your heart. With all of your thoughts. And if you see that you're falling to do tshuva, and to drag yourself again to the Avodat Hashem. What is the Avodat Hashem? It's the faith. That it's all good. Everything is perfect. Someone asked the Rebbe Mikotsk what he would do with a certain situation and how to deal with his problems. The Rebbe Mikotsk told him, look, I don't know what you've done, that now you deserve to be so punished, to punish so much. But if I would be Hashem, I would punish you the same. Promise you that. For sure. Hashem is right. Hashem is knowing exactly, knows exactly what you deserve and what you need. Like we said yesterday, drushim hem lechol cheftzehem. We are the objects and we need the tikkun. We need the tikkun. We need to be fixed. We require those things. We have to go through those up and downs. If we're not going to have those up and downs, we're not going to be fixed. We're not going to be ready. We're not going to be humble. Rabbeinu is saying in Tchiyat HaMetim, the part of the soul that is waking up in Tchiyat HaMetim, it's the humility of the person. It's not the person. If a person is arrogant, he is not waking up in Tchiyat HaMetim. And if he's got only one finger that is humble, only that finger going to rise in Tchiyat HaMetim. We need to work on our humility. Humility, it means happiness. Sameach bechelko. Happy with your share. Happy with your share. It cannot be if you don't have a complete faith that it's all from Hashem, that everything is perfect like that Hashem is perfect. He is the one that made this world. Like that person said, that probably it was Eliyahu Navi that said to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon told him, you're an ugly person, you're an ugly person. That person told him, go and complain to the one that created me. This is the answer. The answer is that you should know that Hashem made you as you are. It's written, the Gemara is saying, all of not Israel yafoten, all of the women in Am Israel, they are beautiful. How can you say that there is a woman that she's not pretty? Because you have desires, and you're sick in your mind. One, he likes blonde, so all of the black ones are ugly. One, he likes thin, so all of the fat ones are ugly. In a different generation, the fat one, they were beautiful, and the thin one, they were ugly. So it's all craziness of our desires. And if you're criticizing yourself on how you look like and how you think, Hashem made you that. Hashem gave you that wisdom. You see that you're stupid in a certain subject. Hashem, He is the one that is chonen la'adam dat. He didn't give you that wisdom. What do you want from yourself? You have a problem? Go to the one that He is in charge of everything and talk to Him, fight with Him, argue with Him, ask, beg, whatever. But what are you blaming yourself? You made yourself to be stupid? You made yourself to be who that you are? You don't have no control on yourself. Look at yourself. You don't control your eyes. You don't control your thoughts. You don't control your mouth. You don't control no parts of your body. Who are you to be blamed? Just the Yetzirah wants to push you down from the will, to push you into sadness. So he's blaming you and breaking you with always 24 hours lashon hara on yourself. You're bad. You're mean. You're vicious. You're cruel. You're stupid. You're dumb. You don't have no hope. How many times you failed? All of those things he's saying on the king. All of those things actually he's talking lashon hara on the one that said and created the world. I haven't created myself. What do you want from me? I'm an object. I'm a creature that Hashem created. Who am I to be blamed on how that I look like? How that I behave? The only free choice that we have is if to believe in Hashem or to imagine a lot of options. Every moment, it's me, no, it's him, it's her, no, it's them. A lot of options. A lot of options. All of them are lies. Truth, there is only one. You can say, this is a Gemara Kedosha, this is the truth. To lie, you can say that it's the Bible. You can say that it's every other kind of book in the world. You can say million names to call that. And you can say that it's not a book at all. And start counting how many lies you can say then. The truth, it's a Gemara. It's Schuttenstein's Gemara. It's Masechet Brachot. Second part. This is the truth. Only one truth there is. The truth is, Enod Milvado. There is nothing except of Hashem. And Hashem, He is good and He is doing good. And this is it. And you are not here at all. You're not in the picture. You're not. You are part of Hashem Yitbarach's being in this world. He's dressing Himself in Am Israel. You are part of the Shechinah HaKdosha. Actually, you are totally cancelled to Hashem Yitbarach anyway. The only free choice is if to be aware to that and to like it and to invest and to open open that pipe to the light of Hashem Yitbarach to Hashem, reveal yourself. This is it. What do you want? Whatever. V'anachnu ma. Ma ata rotzeh. What do you want from us? We're asking you. What? What? It's also mem hei. It's me Hashem. From Hashem. All from Hashem. On the good things we're saying thank you. Bad things. What are bad things? According to our desires, they're bad. There is people also that like to suffer. Sadistim it calls. Mm-hmm. They like to be tortured, they like to suffer. So they can praise Hashem easily. All of our job is to cancel our thoughts to the will of Hashem Yitbarach, and you don't need to think what Hashem wants from me. This is what Hashem wants from you. Exactly what it is doing. He doesn't need your help to do what that he wants to do. He's already doing exactly what that he wants you to do. When you're understanding that, immediately you let Hashem Yitbarach, you open a door to another space. You let Hashem Yitbarach to enter another place in your neshama. Means Hashem was there, but he was in Hastarat Panim because you couldn't see him over there. So he had to hide himself over there. He was there, but he was hiding. Now when you recognized him, when you canceled yourself to look at yourself instead of looking at him, so you're going to see him. And he becomes to be there in Hanhaga, in a way of leading you, with you, together, that you see Hashem, that you can see Hashem. Before, he was always leading you, but you couldn't see it. Hakol muktar umugash lishmi. Hashem is saying, all of the sacrifices and the incense of Avodah Zarah is all being sacrificed to him. They cannot see it. They don't have that intention when they're sacrificing it. But actually, in the end, he is the one that is enjoying from all of those sacrifices. Because even if they believe that their idol, he's got a certain power, who owns all of those powers? Hashem Yitbarach. The Ishmaelim, they believe in Allah. Who is that Allah? Allah, it's one of the ministers of Bora Olam. He's one of the ministers. Every nation, they got a minister, and that minister is in charge of that nation. And when they're davening, they can be answered from him. But only if Hashem is permitting him to help them.
Allah was Hashem.
They can think whatever they want. The truth is that the ministers of Bora Olam, this is their top of Hasaga. This is the maximum that they can achieve. So this is what they can see. But only a person that is canceling himself to Hashem Elokei Israel, he is the one that believes in the one God that exists. If there is a goy that believes in one God, and that his nation is equal to the nation that calls Am Israel, that he is the same, we both believe in one God, you're going to believe in God and I believe in God, that person is not keeping the halakha, the mitzvah of Bnei Noach, to believe in Borei Olam. Only if you believe in Hashem Elokei Israel, you believe in the real Hashem that exists, because Hashem chose an Am Israel. You can argue in YouTube, in Facebook, you can argue, everything is open, but you're talking to yourself and to other friends that holding the same opinion. You can talk, you don't need to argue. You can like yourself, you can support yourself, you can justify yourself and to say that you're right. But the Torah, that it's Torah Emet, that it's been given to us, to Am Israel, is saying differently. And if you want to accept on yourself what the Torah is saying, according to how that we got it in a tradition, that this is the most strongest tradition in the world, it's the only tradition that exists from then, because all of other religions started later, except of worshipping idols that there exist before of Avraham Avinu, because we know that Avraham Avinu himself, he came from a place that everyone was worshipping idols. So, alright, those craziness, stay there, it's okay, you can stay. If you want to change your way, and you want to attach yourself to the truth, so come to the one that have the truth. Am Israel accepted in Ma'amad Har Sinai, the Torah, 600,000 men, the Torah, no one contradict on that testimony. No one is arguing on that testimony. And this is it, and nothing changed from that moment and on. We accepted it, it's a testimony. Huge group, 600,000 people accepted the Torah in one day. None of the nations were contradicting that. It doesn't written in no other book that they contradicted, just they have latest prophecies that contradict the Nevoah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Nevoah of Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that you cannot break it, that it's going to be given from one tzaddik to the other, and they always going to love each other and going to agree with each other. And everyone that separate himself from the truth, separate himself from the wisdom, separate himself from life. And you can see the results in life. You can see all of the nations that went after the prophecies. You can see where they went, what they done. Being obligated to the Navi, how many people they murdered and killed, how much blood they poured and made vicious, cruel, horrible, horrible things in this world. So you can see. You can taste. You can check. You can see. Am Israel, we're always humble, and nothing gonna change it. In the Holocaust, we were humble. The Germans couldn't believe what's going on with that weird nation, that they're willing to give, sacrifice their lives, and they're all going to Hashem Yitbarach, and they believe in Hashem, and they're going to the fire, and weird nation. Why we're so weird? Because we have a connection, a spiritual connection. We're not part of this world. We've really been led by Hashem Yitbarach. We're not arguing. You want to kill? Kill! It's your problem with Borei Olam. David HaMelech is saying, Af ki ikteleni lo yachel. Even if you're going to kill me, I'm still going to want you. It's Hashem that is killing me. Hashem is insulting me. Hashem is stopping me. He's blocking me. He's disturbing me. He's cursing me. David HaMelech said, Hashem amar lo kalel. Hashem told him to curse me. Hashem can curse me as much as he wants. He's right. I heard about Rabbi Rav Kook from Tveria, that he visited once at Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich's house. And the moment that he entered to the house of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich started to insult him, to rebuke him in a horrible way. The Rav Aaron Stern said, if you would hear the insultings that Rav Kook accepted from Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich, he said, you would have so much mercy on him you can never imagine. He was cursing him and insulting him, screaming at him, mamash! And he said, I have to praise Rav Kook. He stood up on his legs and he told him, you're right. Keep on saying you're saying good. Keep on saying you're saying good. You're right in everything that you're saying. Ehov et atochecha, you should love the rebuke. You should love the rebuke because Hashem, He is rebuking you, and et asher yohav Hashem yochiach. And Hashem is rebuking the one that He loves. Al ken efkod alechem et avonotechem. Why Am Yisrael are suffering? Am Yisrael are suffering because Hashem Yitbarach is punishing us on our avonot. And why the nations can lie down in the beach and I don't know what? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, alright, enjoy this world. In the world to come, I'm not going to see you. So enjoy. You can enjoy this world. No problem. It's all yours. Esav inherited this world. He dropped it also. But he was supposed to inherit this world. So they inherit this world. Hashem's got mercy. They're not going to enjoy in the world to come. So give them long beaches that they're going to enjoy. Give them. Let them enjoy. This is what they have. Only if you're attaching yourself to Hashem Elokei Israel, that He is the King of the world, that He is control, He is the King that is control on all other ministers, all of the powers. He is the supervisor on everything. He is the creator of everything. It's not one God, spiritual one God, that everyone can attach to Him from every point of the world. You can attach to Him through the pipes, through the letters that He created, through the wisdom that He gave. A person, you're going to give him a huge computer, tell him, do with it whatever you want. He cannot achieve what it contains if you're not going to have a book that's going to explain to him exactly what to do with that. And also then, he's not going to achieve from that book. He needs to have someone, a guide, to teach him Torah Sheba'al Peh, like we said. Wisdom by heart, to teach him so many million options that you have in that computer. You have to learn it. So the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach, you think that you're going to be so filthy and you're going to learn it? With all of your desires, and you're going to be arrogant to say, this is what the Nebuchadnezzar said. That you're going to climb on the clouds and you're going to fight and argue he's with Hashem. Hashem pushed him to be 7 years like the animals in the woods. He was running naked 7 years in the woods. Because he was arrogant. You don't want that test. We're looking for humility. We're looking for the truth. To know the truth that Hashem, He is in charge. He is the King. And we're not fulfilling our obligation. Hashem Zocher Chasdei Avot. He remembered the kindness of the fathers. That the father was serving him before that they were obligated to the rules of the Torah Kedosha. So it was all kindness of the fathers. But us, after that we accepted the Torah on ourselves, we're so obligated that we're not fulfilling our obligation at all. Even from huge distance. We're not even close to fulfill our obligation. The only thing that we left is to want. To want Hashem Yitbarach, to love Hashem Yitbarach, to cancel ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach, to reveal our will, to share, to say, Hashem, please help me. Please help me. I have a huge Yetzer Hara like the mountains. I don't know what to do with it. I have desires and lusts and craziness and I don't know how to deal. Please help me. Please save me. You have the powers to save me. You have the powers to lead me to the truth. Please, Barola, help me, support me, hug me, be with me, smile to me, illuminate your face to me. That always when I'm going to ask you, you're going to be there for me answering to all of my questions. Please, I need your help. This is the point of truth that we can hold in this world. And no other arrogant opinion going to change reality. Reality is that Hashem, He chose an Am Yisrael. And He gave them the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. And not through no one else. And He passed it to Yoshua, Yoshua lezkenim, uzkenim lenviim, and neviim esarwa lanshe knesset hagdola. And on and on and on and on. Through the tzaddikim in all of the generation. And it came to this place of today. And if you have a rabbi that is a real righteous man, that is working on his midot, that he is holding, that his face looking like Malach Hashem Tzvakot, that he looks like an angel of Hashem Yitbarach, and you know that he is a real tzaddik that accepted from a real tzaddik that accepted from a real tzaddik, you can attach yourself to him, and you're going to be part of that chain. One day, Bezrat Hashem, you're going to have the ability to teach also. But if you want to invent something and to say that you understand with your wisdom, you're nothing. You cannot. You're nothing. We're all nothing. And even a Jew from a very important family, if he's going to try to go out, he's going to go out. Like that, Yeshu went out from Judaism. He cut himself from that holy tree. He cut himself with his own hands, arguing with Chachamim, arguing, fighting with Chachamim, until he was out. And this is it. And everyone that he hopes that Yeshu gonna save him, Yeshu cannot save himself. He cannot save himself. He is a Jew that went down from the way. He cannot save himself. Bar Olam is judging him. Look what happened with the years. People running, honoring his name and doing things because they thought that they're waving his name, his flag, and going and killing and murdering and raping and doing horrible things. Destroying the world. If it's written on his name, so he's in a problem. He needs to answer a lot of answers to Bore Olam. How are he going to deal? They got the inspiration from him. It's a problem. It's a deep problem. And we, Am Israel, we are the light for the nation. We love all of the nations. We love everyone. We love people. We love animals, we love flowers, we love Jews, we love Ishmaelim, we love Christians, we love Indians, we love everyone. We love Chinese, we love everyone. We don't care. As long as you're not stopping us to serve Hashem Yitbarach. And also then, we don't have nothing to do. You can try. You have a war with Borei Olam. We're not doing nothing. We're not fighting. We're not fighting. We're not fighting with the Ishmaelim. You live here in Eretz Israel. You know, we're not fighting with the Ishmaelim. It's craziness to blame us that we're fighting with the Ishmaelim. We're not doing nothing. They're sending terrorists and bombs and fighting and rockets and stabbing and arguments and taking from Chas Shalom daughters, girls of Am Israel and kidnapping them and taking them to the villages. Horrible situation. We are surrounded. We're not doing nothing. We're just trying to survive here. To keep Torah and Mitzvot in Eretz Israel, place that Borei Olam, He gave it to us. He took it from the seven nations, first Rashi in the Chumash, and gave it to us. What do you want from us? Borei Olam gave us that small place to live in. Leave us alone. Let us live. Everything is wonderful. We're not going out to fight with no one. We want to live quietly. Now they want Eretz Israel also. We have to live. We have to defend ourselves. We have to live in Eretz Israel. We don't have nowhere to go. Where are we going to go? To Europe, maybe? It's cold out there. Don't like it. There is no place that can accept us. We don't have no other place to go to. Eretz Israel. I talked today with a friend that came to Eretz Israel a few months ago. I talked to him, a long conversation. Problems here in Eretz Israel, in the United States, don't know what to do. First of all, this is welcome home. This is home base, wonderful. The right place. Welcome to Eretz Israel, now let's deal. You're going to make it, not going to make it. First of all, Borei Olam brought you here. And the ones that are not here, it's a problem. They're in a danger. They're mamash in a danger. Nothing can save them unless they're going to wake up to decide that this is it, packing everything, taking, selling, coming. Rav Shalom said, now it's still a time that you can come with your luggage. In the end, we wish that you're going to come naked. We wish. Who can promise you? Who can promise you that the United States is going to support you? Who can promise you? Someone can promise you that another nation is going to have a good treatment to the Jews, attitude to the Jews over there? The history is not teaching that. In heaven, we thought that we were in heaven. We thought that we were in heaven, in Europe. We thought that we were in heaven, in the lands of the Ishmaelim, in Morocco, in Tunis, in Iraq, in all of those places, in Lebanon, everyone. They lived in heaven. They thought that they were in heaven. In Babel, every place, they thought that they were living in heaven. Until one day, they locked the gate, and this is it, becomes hell. Only here, in Eretz Israel, this is the place that we're born to live in. Only in Eretz Israel. This is our homeland. And Parnassah, and Shtuyot, people that are, they have that excuse, that silly answer, that they're over there because of Parnassah. You're not allowed by the halacha, according to the halacha. They only permit, issue, that it's allowed for you to go out from Eretz Israel to bring Parnassah. It's if you intend to bring that money and to come with it to Eretz Israel. To supply Parnassah to Eretz Israel. This is the only reason that you're allowed to work over there in Chutz La'aretz. If you're on the way to Eretz Israel, like the Rabbi Nachman Ibresev said, all of my driving and walking from Travitz to Breslev to Uman, all of the cities in Ukraine that he was walking, he said, in all of those, it's only stops for me until that I'm coming to Eretz Israel. I'm always walking to Eretz Israel. He needs to go through Travitz, and then he needs to walk to Uman, to Breslev, and away, and on and off, and to Varsha. He's got things to do. Okay. I understand. On the way to Eretz Israel. The journey is ending in Eretz Israel. Have mercy on our brothers. You have connection with them. You should blow them with emails, with phone calls, with smilings, with YouTubes, with whatever. To drag them to Eretz Israel, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? We talked about it. We don't want to say bad things. This is home. Everyone are welcome. You're not going to have Parnassah? I don't have Parnassah also. So what? So what? So what? You're not going to have your shidduch? So what? So that friend doesn't have his shidduch also? So what? There is a lot of people. You're going to come, and your friend going to come, and your friend going to come, and your family going to come, and we're going to be here. You're going to have your shidduch. You're going to have your Parnassah. We're all together. Now you have everyone over there, they have their shidduchim, they have their parnassah. Tell me about it. I'm getting a lot of phone calls from the United States saying differently. Not all of them have their parnassah. Not all of them have their shidduchim. A lot of them married goyot, and women that are married goyim, chas shalom, and cutting themselves totally from the connection of, to Eretz Israel, to Am Israel, to the Torah Kedosha. It's called shmad. It's worse than the Holocaust. In the end of the people that have been murdered in the Holocaust, they have a wonderful, huge role to come with Rabbi Akiva and his friends. Something left. People that are disappearing in the internet between the nations, they don't have no world to come. You cannot drag them from there. They ruin themselves. They made shmat. They cut the branch that they were sitting on. They done it to themselves. They never died on Kiddush Hashem. If they forgot Hashem Elokei Israel, there is no takana. Like the Rav Noach Weinberg said, if you're just going to mention a person, Alav HaShalom, if you're just once going to mention to a person that there is Hashem Yitbarach in the world, you saved him in the world to come. But if he's not aware to the fact that there is Hashem Yitbarach, what are you going to do in the world to come? You cannot recognize. To see only light, it's exactly like to see complete darkness. It's the same. You cannot see nothing. If you just once going to mention to him, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shem Hashem, look, there is Hashem, He is Hashem, Elokei Israel, in the world to come, you're going to have something to hold. Something. Alright. It's now it's happening. Now it's real. He's going to be terrified. He's going to suffer a lot. He's going to be ashamed. All true. But something to hold his God, name of Hashem. But if he doesn't have that, what are you going to see? Nothing, blank. Chazaku Baruch, thank you very much. My name is Dror Moshe Ben Emanuela. You all, more than welcome to daven on me. Please, Rabbi Yisrael, I need your support. Thank you very much. Good luck. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.